This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
ENN sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
My boil's not lanced.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
I don't know how much you listen to sports radio, if at all.
Only you. Only to you, Don.
Oh. What a moment. What?
It was.
A.
That's something you tell the grandkids about, if I'm still here.
I'd like to believe you will be.
The odds aren't great.
That's, Michael's right.
All right, guys. Well, there's a lot to do today, so let's not waste any time. We've talked about the Mets extensively. So we're going to start off with another big story that we haven't gotten a chance to touch at all because it's been such a wacky baseball day. And that would be, let's go to ESPN2 last night. Boog Sciambi, Fran Fraschilla, Kansas State. At the end of the game, literally just a few seconds left. Let's join.
And a block to finish. And DeSosa blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
Yep. That's not good.
This is a punt call. This is bad.
No good.
Oh, this is terrible.
There are going to be ramifications for this going forward.
And it's just no point to it.
So DeSosa is running out the clock. They're up 20 points. DeJuan Gordon for Kansas State picks his pocket, basically. He's just standing there dribbling out the clock. So let's just be honest. Gordon pulls a little bit of a bad guy move. Game's over. Strips the ball, tries to go in at the other end. DeSosa comes down, blocks him with authority, swats it. But then after swatting him, stands over him and talks trash. People come onto the court. DeSosa ends up actually getting into it physically with what appears to be a player in street clothes who wasn't even playing. DeSosa ends up picking up a chair. The chair gets pulled out of his hand. He's been suspended indefinitely. Let's hear head coach Bill Self post-game on the brawl.
We've seen things like this happen other places, and certainly it gets some attention. And you know it's the exception and not the rule, but still it's inexcusable. I mean, these things can't happen. This doesn't have anything to do with competition. Those were selfish motives on why it took place at the end.
Our own Fran Fraschilla, who was calling the game on Golic and Wingo this morning.
I really thought that his escalation of the incident was precipitated by his frustration. Now, we as coaches work on all sorts of special situations at the end of a game. It's sort of an unwritten rule that when a guy is dribbling out the clock, you let him dribble it out, you shake hands, and then you get out of there. But the Gordon kid, Chicago kid, player of the year, highly competitive, whatever you want to say about it, he steals the ball. And then I thought it was really cool that Silvio chased him down and just like Paul Sunderland would have been proud of the spike. I mean, he punched it into the stands, but then I think out of frustration that has been building up with this young man, he stood over him, the pushing started, and then, you know, DeSosa went, you know, Evander Holyfield on everybody.
And there you have it.
I think, obviously, any kind of fight, and it was also in the handicap section where people were sitting in wheelchairs.
Right.
That adds another layer to it.
Yeah, that's great.
But the kid DeSosa, so he's suspended indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
The fact that he saw fit to take a chair, he thought he had somehow morphed into the WWE, and was going to slam it over somebody's head until an assistant coach snatched it. Now, he didn't do it. Thank God he didn't do it, because that takes it a level down. But they've got to sit this guy down and get him serious counseling that you think that that is the way to solve this issue, is to pick up a chair. He lost control of his senses.
Well, our former colleague John Rothstein has the suspensions if you want them.
I would love them.
DeSosa gets 12 games.
12.
McCormick, 2. James Love, 8. Antonio Gordon, 3.
Wait, you mean DeJuan Gordon?
Antonio
Gordon? So maybe that's the player who came in off the bench. So Gordon's getting none. The player who stole it's getting none. I guess he wasn't involved in the actual fraud.
He has Antonio Gordon, 3.
Well, I mean, the kid that stole it, if anything, he broke an unwritten rule. He didn't do anything illegal. No. He did something that would be looked down upon by basketball people. But what D'Souza did, I mean, you're inciting a riot.
But real quick, there's one part we can't ignore here. D'Souza absolutely swats it and then stands over him and talks trash. That's wrong. However, we've seen that before. Players then rushed onto the court. Let's remember, guys, while it's wrong what he did, and certainly the picking up the chair part's really bad, we have seen players stand over people and talk trash before. The real responsibility for it turning into an all-out fracas was whoever ran on the floor first to meet D'Souza.
It's a poor reflection on the coaches. They didn't control their team.
No, it's not at all. Now, because I'm ignorant on that much about these two teams, what class are these guys involved in? Are they freshmen, sophomores, juniors? What are they?
You know what year D'Souza is, Andrew?
And the other question is this the first meeting?
Of this year?
Yeah. Because
this is they're rivals.
It's a rivalry game, of course.
I find whether it's a hockey incident, you see it in baseball with throwing.
Oh, no, he was born in 98. He's 21 years old. He's a junior.
It's usually not just the stuff we saw. That there might be a little bit more of a background to this. Where, you're fighting because he was standing over him, the dribbling out the clock, the stealing of the ball. That's all surface stuff that we can say are reasons, but why do I have a feeling there's more to this? There might have been an incident before. Obviously, it's a rivalry, but maybe when they were fighting, they weren't just fighting over what just happened. Maybe what just happened was the final straw on something beforehand.
It could be, but it's no excuse.
No, I'm not making excuses.
To pick up a chair.
I'm not making excuses at all, but when you're trying to digest this, we all think it's because of that last moment. I have a feeling that there was ill will before. There were incidents before that we just don't know, and now it escalated to this. I'm not justifying it, but maybe it becomes a little bit more understandable if you know the history between.
It looks like D'Souza's history of controversy is that his guardian had reportedly accepted $50,000, so he's more involved in a corruption side of the NCAA and has had his career in question before. Anyways,
just got a source just told me he just signed an endorsement with Lazy Boy Chairs. So because he's now
you can't lift a Lazy Boy. That's a terrible endorsement.
Yeah, but it's just he's associated with chairs so.
Forever now.
Yeah.
The Lazy Boy's coming out with a chair that's very light,
very light, can move.
You can lift it up and throw it if you need.
They're going to use that in the commercial.
Now
I have a recliner story. So I was in a store that sold recliners, and I was just perusing. And one of the salesmen came out and said, well, this is one of the chairs where it helps you get up. That's the age that people look at me now.
It helps you get up?
Yeah.
Like
the back springs up.
It's not good.
That's what they
it's
look at.
Good. Now, let's lighten the mood a little bit. Although, there was another fight that happened recently in a Kentucky high school.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, that was good. A little, you waited too long. It was muffled, but
my timing is off today, as you know.
Yeah, I can tell. However, another chaotic game at a Kentucky high school game between Paintsville and Shelby Valley.
You can throw out the records when those guys get together.
That's the best thing you've done all day.
You know how the world be.
Let's hear what happened. This is play-by-play from Burt Garner. And I think Don and I will particularly enjoy this commentary work.
Classic tournament.
Toby's getting held back by security. Toby Hall's down. You got one of the coaches ball down there. Oh, God. Landon's hit. Oh, God. Landon's getting in an argument with the security. What is going on? We wish y'all could see this.
No, I think.
No, I know, but he just talked to him. The coach is getting Jordan Caldwell's in it. This is awesome. 606, by God.
Hang on one second.
Wow. We prove it every day.
Marconi.
Anybody could get on the air. Anybody.
Now, I saw the video. I don't know if you saw the video.
I did. 606, by God.
I think I guess he's the play-by-play guy. I don't know. It's tough to tell.
Screen by screen.
It's just screaming.
He does struggle with his weight.
Oh, my God, Don.
But he's one of those.
Wait, you've seen the guy?
Yeah, there's video.
There's video of it.
And he's one of those people, you've probably worked with him, maybe one of your analysts are like that.
Michael works with two people who struggle with their weight.
No. That whenever they're trying to make a point, they feel like they have to handle you.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, touchers.
Like
they're touchers. Al Leiter,
yeah, like Al Leiter. Like whatever, like it was just like, oh my God, did you see what he's doing? He keeps like poking the other guy, like smacking him. So you, and I've worked with people like that.
Michael,
that's what I keep
Michael, what do you, Michael, what do you think?
I love it. He's right.
Yeah, anything else you want
to
say about
while he's screaming, he got him out, and he keeps smacking the guy on the side.
Now, would you say he has trouble with his weight? Is he obese?
Would you say he's obese, Andrew? I would say he's, yeah. I won't say morbid.
Bigger than Andy Reid.
I think so. I think one of them is.
Now, the sitting down didn't flatter him.
God, poor
that
Andy,
added a
poor,
couple of roles.
Poor Andy Reid.
He's bigger than Andy Reid.
You just made Andy Reid the standard of fat.
Well, Andy Reid, I felt sorry for Andy Reid during the playoff game. He couldn't walk down the sideline.
He was that fat?
He's throwing the red flag. It took him forever to get there. I mean, he was really having
fun. We had a boss in his heyday that was similar in size.
Okay, I know exactly.
Okay,
yeah. What size you mean? Okay. The walrus, cuckoo, ca-choo. Hey, Coco Gauff, again, she makes the third round for the third straight time. She's the first American woman to reach the third round in each of her first three major appearances since? Easy question. The obvious one is right there for
Little
you.
Serena.
You know what? It's not that obvious. You're right. I forgot. For my childhood, it feels really
Jennifer
obvious.
Jennifer Capriati.
Correct. There you go. Capriati did it three times straight. However, now Coco has to play U.S. Open champion Naomi Osaka in the Australian Open. Mm. Here is Coco. She's appreciative of the support she's been getting in Australia.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I mean, like, honestly, I didn't think I would get so much support in Australia. So, really, like, from you guys cheered me on from this match. I was down 3-0. And... You really made me believe, and it's really emotional just because would never thought that this would happen, like how many people are supporting me, so thank you.
Can you just imagine being in that spot at 15? Like, what were you doing at 15?
Picking my nose.
So you're still doing that.
15?
That was 1983.
Right.
76.
Budweiser Nips over at Gypsy Pond.
Playing ball.
I was playing baseball.
Don, were you even at the level of Budweiser Nips behind by Gypsy
no,
Pond?
No, it'd
be illegal.
That was 84.
So, a year later.
I didn't start drinking heavily until I was 16.
You realize that was illegal?
I know. That's why we had to pay somebody. We'd hang outside the liquor store and pay somebody $5.
Do you want, Michael,
to get us alcohol?
Are you going to try to open this case back up?
If it's not a cold case, I would, yeah.
So you were not even drinking beers behind Clixies, and she's playing in her third major.
Right, so who's got the better thing going on?
Well, man, you know, it worked out for Don.
Let's go with Don! Okay. I mean, I was doing what 15-year-olds do. She's not doing what 15-year-olds
do. No, she's doing what adults do.
I did not drink illegally.
Did you play in the Australian
Open? When did you
Open?
Have your first beer?
Oh, there's a shot of Don at Clixies.
Probably, my first beer was probably 19 or 20.
Really? How about you, Peter?
Much later, not till like my mid-20s, 25, 26.
Yeah, because,
really?
You know what? Because we follow rules.
No, that's not why. Well, I just didn't drink in high
25,
school.
25, 26 is...
I was well beyond the rules.
Exceeding the
I
rules.
Never drank
RJ?
Until my mid-20s.
16.
Disgraceful.
Andrew.
You know, it stunts your growth. I don't know if you realize that.
Oh.
I'm Exhibit A.
That's not right.
I guess that tells you something about my childhood.
The one person that could get red hot about it is RJ.
Wow, you just came right in at RJ. No
He's
reason.
Been lashing out all day. It's
Andrew.
Okay.
Andrew?
16 also, yeah. Actually.
16, I
Great.
Think, is the age.
Great. You're all going to hell.
Not me. Can you believe I'm dead last?
What do you mean going to hell?
You broke a rule.
That's what the rules.
But those are man-made rules. That's not a sin.
Well, who made man?
God.
Thank you.
So it's God's
Let's move
rule.
On.
You think God created the drinking?
No, but God yeah. created free will.
Look, up in the sky.
I didn't.
So if God created free will, man. Then you could have had a beer at 11 if you wanted. Well, fire up a heater.
You go to
right
church.
Clixies.
I was receiving the host and the blood of Christ. What do you think the blood of Christ was? It's wine. It's alcohol.
Great point.
You don't think at 14, 15 years old,
you know, love this. At Don's church that he went to growing up in Jersey.
When he took
Thunderbird Church, when he took communion, and I've never heard of this before, not just a little drink, took a drag of a heater.
Really?
which I don't know how that fits into the Christ story.
They're like, well, you don't go up for seconds. You just do it once. You know.
They pass the cigarette. So everyone comes up for communion and they just take the Pall Malls and they just pass it down.
And I never did this, but I was an altar boy.
Dear God.
They call it a mass server now, but at the time,
you were an altar boy.
Wow. Do you know what our PD just said?
Get me help.
He said maybe Peter was on the Bubonge rather than doing beer.
I was not. I didn't try the Bubonge or the beer until my mid-20s.
I've never had Bubonge in my life.
Yeah, you're missing out. It's a good time.
How about the Yayo?
No, I was not doing the Yayo.
Lady H?
No Lady H.
But there were altar boys that would take a swig of the sacrament, you know, before he left the church.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I did not do that.
A swig of the sacrament.
A friend of mine was an altar boy, right?
Yeah. God.
He would preside over funerals.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing close to a candle, and his robe got on fire. Oh, and somebody jumped over the casket and to put out the fire, and the casket opened up, the dead body rolled out.
No. Yeah. That's
a true story.
You were there?
Was this an episode of I Love Lucy?
No.
This can't be
that's
real.
Hearsay.
It's not hearsay. My goodness.
It's like a scene from Clerks.
Speaking of drugs, I watched the episode yesterday where Tony goes to Vegas and does peyote. Such a great episode.
Have you ever stopped watching this?
Well, since I started?
It's unbelievable.
It's going to end tonight or tomorrow.
You're live tweeting it.
It's going to end tonight or tomorrow.
You know, people have seen this before.
People are upset at him for being Mark Maine.
And for the record, I deleted the tweet. The tweet that offended people where I gave away major information because I didn't think about it. Even though I think it's ridiculous, because I'm consistent, Don, I went back and I deleted the tweet.
Well, you know what? You should be ashamed of yourself for even deleting it. If people haven't seen it in 20 years, too bad.
No, but Don.
Too bad.
But Michael, there are people on Twitter who don't follow me for Sopranos content. They just happen to get around to the show. Some guy's like, I'm in season 3 watching it, and then I dropped a major spoiler.
I am sorry. I am not going to sit here and not tell you that Dorothy ends up back in Kansas because you haven't seen The Wizard of Oz yet. Sorry. That's ridiculous.
Wow, I can't believe you just – what a spoiler.
I'll tell you the ending of Curb Your Enthusiasm from last week, and it was only like 4 days ago.
That wouldn't be
don't
right.
Do that. Larry wouldn't be happy.
So your kids are going to go see The Wizard of Oz.
They've seen it already.
You didn't give them the ending.
No.
But right? So there are people that haven't seen The Wizard of Oz.
Great point by Don.
Well, it's not their bad because it's maybe not their time
yet. So then,
you
know what? Maybe we should all sit and not discuss anything because we could be spoilers. That's the most ridiculous thing of all time. Let's not do this again.
What exactly did you delete?
What did you give away?
My tweet was
Adriana got killed?
Was about a major character who is no longer with us.
And Bobby Bacala? In the train store?
See, but this is why you're a bad guy, Michael.
No, I'm not.
By the way, you're such a bad guy. I have two episodes left.
Right.
I forgot about Bobby Bacala.
Really?
You just ruined tonight for me. Like, I mean, you are such a bad guy.
If you have two episodes left, that was episode 3 from the end. You're wrong.
No.
You should have seen it.
No.
So you have 3 episodes.
No. I just finished the third
one. It goes to black right at the diner at the end.
But here's the thing. It's been established that people don't want to know because there's a whole other generation. The fact that it was 20 years ago
again,
is more of a reason.
I'm doing it again.
Because there might have been 10-year-olds back then that weren't allowed to watch it because they were only 10 and their parents wouldn't let them.
So we shouldn't
and
discuss
now they're 30
it.
And want to watch.
We shouldn't discuss it then.
Well, when you've been told by our audience not to do it.
I'm sorry. Ralph's head ends up in a bowling ball bag.
Conor McGregor has made no secret that he wants the money. And now he's also said he's willing to box again. Well, Bob Arum has an idea for McGregor, and this one has a twist. Arum represents Terrence Crawford, who is probably the best boxer in the world right now, but also is not a big star. So this is an interesting play from Arum, in my opinion, even though it's generally stupid. He wants Conor McGregor and Terrence Crawford to sign a 2-fight deal. The first fight in the octagon, the second fight in the boxing ring.
It's not a dumb idea.
Only dumb because Crawford would crush McGregor in the boxing match, and McGregor would probably beat him in the octagon.
So why bother?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's stupid.
It's like asking, you know, LeBron James to skate against Connor McDavid, and then Connor McDavid go play basketball. They're two different sports.
There's a third thing too that that was in the story.
What's that?
They're going to play a game of horse too.
Is that true?
Yeah, that would be the tiebreaker.
That doesn't even fit.
Yeah.
So, Bob Arum said you have an elite boxer in Terrence Crawford, an elite MMA guy in Conor McGregor. You don't think that would be interesting and something the public would want to see? I think it's very realistic. Whenever they're ready, we're ready. Arum said. We do the MMA fight first if that's what they want.
Aaron was amazing. He's still promoting fight. He's 88 years old.
Good for him.
Good for him as well. He's amazing.
Great fighter at the Garden this weekend.
Who?
Danny Garcia has a fight. I mean, at the Garden. Barclays Center. Barclays Center Saturday night. Danny Garcia on Showtime with PBC. That should be a good fight.
Oh, by the way, Dennis Smith Jr. Playing tonight for the Knicks. Marcus Morris is a game time decision against the Lakers.
God, that's going to be a home game for the Lakers tonight.
So there are a couple important things we need to get out of the way.
What?
Number one, that there's a big story out of Philadelphia. According to reports, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, Gritty, is being accused of punching a 13-year-old boy in the back. And what can only be described as the most Philadelphia story of all time, there was an event where people could get their picture taken with the Flyers mascot, Gritty.
It was horrifying.
Supposedly, as the boy started walking away, the googly-eyed freak known as Gritty took a running start and punched little Brandon as hard as he could in the back, according to his father.
Well, hey there.
They tried to come to an agreement with Comcast and the Flyers. They could not. So now it has been taken to Philadelphia police.
Is there a video of him punching the kid in the back?
No, but I would be willing to come out of pocket for $5,000 to see the video.
It's not fair.
The investigation is active and ongoing, according to Philadelphia police.
Listen, and I don't know who plays Gritty. There's got to be more to this. I don't think a mascot is going to take a running start and punch a 13-year-old kid without some reason.
I heard Bobby Clark plays Gritty.
Well, then we'd understand. Well, now he'd more slash him than I think punch him in the back.
Andrew, your thoughts on another Philadelphia story?
This is one of my favorite Philadelphia stories of all time. Peter, you're so right. It is the ultimate Philadelphia story.
It's
sometimes
perfect.
Random people on Twitter are like only there for bad, but sometimes they do come through. I just kind of put Gritty's name into Twitter just to see what people were saying.
So it's trending high.
Yeah. This is from @oud_bowler. She says, nobody should be allowed to punch kids, but at the same time, Gritty should be allowed to punch kids.
It's so true.
And then @PanasonicDX4500 says, stop saying Gritty punched a child. If you're 13, you're not a child. You're a combatant. Square up or shut up.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Gritty.
Now, nothing the kid could have done would justify him punching a 13-year-old.
What if he said something racist towards
what
Gritty?
What I'm saying Gritty is that there had to be some reason that he did it. And I'm not defending Gritty, but you just can't just all just randomly run this kid over.
What if the 13-year-old kid was a kid of the Jewish persuasion? He would have been a man.
Great point.
And that's why Gritty felt he could go after.
What if the same Jewish child said, hey, Gritty, I think you're a goy idiot. And Gritty responded with a thorough punch to the back. Yarmulke flies off his head.
I would bet serious dollars that Gritty does not know what goy means.
You don't know, by the way, but Gritty could also be Jewish. An interesting twist.
Yeah.
Now, what is Gritty? There's a
long history of Jewish mascots.
Yeah, I know. No, I've heard
but
quite
the shame
fanatic.
Of this,
Philly Fanatic, yeah, also a Jew.
Yeah, also,
yeah.
Also
but
Jewish.
he's the best.
Who, Gritty?
I mean, really, Andrew,
no, he's not
right?
better than Fanatic.
Because it's so new, but have you ever seen it gain this much traction? I mean, he's barely a year old.
No, it's all about the eyes.
Now, this is from
Googly Eyes.
That's right.
Yeah,
the big Googly.
After he hit the kid, I heard he went outside and ate some poop, which is also a Philadelphia tradition.
I'm so jacked up right now, I need to eat this horse poop.
I don't know if I'm saying the name right, Jamie Apati. Who works?
You speak of poop,
APODY.
Really?
Who
really?
Works at Channel 6 ABC?
I meant to be saying poop.
Said the Flyers sent this statement. We took Mr. Greenwell's allegation seriously and conducted a thorough investigation that found nothing to support his claim. That's from the Flyers.
So he's saying Mr. Greenwell lied.
It's controversial.
This is after the OJ trial. This is going to be a big trial.
Guess who could be officially a part of the New York Giants tomorrow?
Ballard,
Gritty.
Freddie
Key.
Ooh.
I'm Key.
Well, they were going to announce it today, but hiring Kitchens would have overshadowed Eli's retirement.
So,
literally and figuratively.
Supposedly, he will be a part of Joe Judge's staff, and maybe tomorrow we'll have a press conference right here on the show.
I did not tell you this because I've been in a bad frame of mind all day.
Freddie Key.
But Andrew and Ryan and I have been working the phones, and Kitchens will be a weekly this year on the show.
I'm Key. Freddie Key.
Wonder how this would be received.
I think he would pull a Gritty on Peter.
Freddie Key. Kill him.
It would be very interesting.
Have you ever been punched right in the face?
All right.
How did Mindy feel about you?
Zion, watch.
I could dunk in that game.
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
How did Mindy feel about you losing the pick segment? Because she was very invested.
She hasn't asked yet. Maybe she knows. Maybe she doesn't. It's her birthday this weekend. I can't bear to tell
her. Really?
How old is she going to be?
I'd rather not say.
Really?
I'd rather not say. But she looks great, and she's doing
How
great.
How old was she when she had you?
Zion, watch.
I could dunk in that game.
Wins at the steal. And here we go.
9:30 p.m. ESPN. The Spurs at the Pelicans. The debut of Zion Williamson in the NBA. And without any further ado,
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today? Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
Go ahead, Don. Find it. Find your stupid drop. There you go.
I don't care.
The unofficial start to the 2020 golf season starts tomorrow. The Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Tigers won there 8 times before. He tees off at 9:20. Can't wait. I will watch every
golf.
Kobe watch.
Oh my God.
I feel very comfortable with my career and what I've been able to accomplish in that regard.
Kobe watch bites.
On this day in 2008.
This would be 18 for 20 from the line and an 81-point game. 55 in the second half. Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed the second greatest scoring performance in NBA history.
Kobe drops 81 on the Toronto Raptors.
I thought you had another story, which I found fascinating from Kobe today. He said that Diana Taurasi, Elena Delladonna, and Maya Moore could all play in the NBA right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Those are WNBA stars, for those that don't know. He said, I think there are a couple of players who could play in the NBA right now. Honestly, Brian told CNN, there's a lot of players, a lot of skill that could do it. Taurasi, Moore, Delladonna, there's a lot of great players out there, so they could certainly keep up with them. You think so?
It would seem to be the sport that would have the best shot at it, right? No pun intended.
But you know what? The NBA is very physical. It's a very physical sport.
But coming in and being a shooter?
Yeah, I guess.
Didn't the Tennessee women practice against men?
I don't know.
Underclassmen maybe, or I don't think they practiced against the Tennessee men, but I thought they did practice against men at some level.
No, they did. Actually, I have commentary from the day it happened.
Goodness, the Heisman Tigers has been the OAA Classic Tournament.
I also like, not only is it insane, but it sounds like it's audio from 1966.
It's interesting because Kobe would know, right?
His daughter's a basketball player, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's very passionate about the game. He still watches a lot. It's a cool quote. It's interesting. By the way, that'll do it for ENN, chock full ENN, if I say so myself, on this Wednesday evening in New York City. Thank you, Don. Thank you. Thank you.
This portion of the Mike K Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by our good friends at 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. Please visit 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton and Westfield World Trade Center, and select or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget. So much more to come. Take your phone calls. Break down Jeter's one vote he didn't get. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.